Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Hicks. This is episode 467. Thank you for taking time to join me today. Now, for those of you who are new listeners to this podcast, let me give you a big welcome. The goal of this podcast is to inspire you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. And you can learn more by visiting my website, 5minutediscipleship.com. Today on the podcast, we are talking about defining our belief in Jesus. John Patton was a pioneer missionary in the mid-1800s to the South Pacific Islands of New Hebrides. Today, these islands are known as Vanuatu. At one point, Patton was having a difficult time translating certain passages of the Bible into their language. It seemed that this particular group had no word for believe. Then one day, one of the islanders flopped into a chair, stretched out his legs, and propped his legs up on another chair. He then expressed how good it felt to lean his whole weight on those chairs. The missionary quickly wrote down the expression. Patton went on to share that when we believe in Jesus, we are leaning our whole weight upon Him. Our trust is completely in Jesus. With all that we are, we lean on Christ. We trust in no one or nothing else for our salvation. Our faith is in Christ and Christ alone. I wonder if today, like these islanders, we might struggle with what it means to believe in Jesus. For some, belief is a mental assent or agreement. It's a theological acknowledgement. But their lives are not transformed because they have not fully leaned on Jesus for salvation. Many years ago, I asked a man to tell me his testimony of how he became a believer in Jesus. He said that he had studied the world's religions and Christianity made the most sense to him. Now, I'm in no position to judge his salvation, but I do know that our belief in Jesus must be more than an academic study. For others, Christianity is more about tradition. They were raised in a Christian home and attended church when they were young. Still today, they identify as Christian, but there is no real faith in Christ. Think again to the missionary's definition. Belief is to lean his whole weight upon. To believe in Jesus, we must put our complete trust in Him for salvation. No amount of works or good deeds would ever be enough. We completely trust the finished work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. To believe, we confess Him as our Savior and Lord. We give our whole heart and full life to Him. We surrender our lives to His will and His purpose. You might ask, does it really matter? Does it matter if we believe in Jesus? Well, listen to what the Bible says. In Mark chapter 16, verse 16, Jesus says, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." In John chapter 1, verse 12 says, "But to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God." And in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, the Apostle Paul wrote, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved." These verses reveal that believing in Jesus and His death on the cross for us is essential for our salvation. There is no salvation apart from our faith in Christ. But genuine faith is more than believing Jesus is real and that He died for us. It is relying and trusting in these facts. This understanding is so important. Our eternal destiny depends on you and I having genuine faith in Christ. James chapter 2, verse 19 says, "You believe there is one God, good. Even the demons believe that and shudder." James is saying that belief in God's existence is not enough for salvation. Even demons believe God is real. We must have a saving faith, a faith that fully leans on Jesus. By faith, I am relying on Jesus' death on my behalf. By faith, I believe He took my place on the cross. By faith, I believe He has forgiven me of all my sins. And by faith, I believe in His promise of eternal life. Here's today's challenge. Do you have saving faith? Do you believe that Jesus' death on the cross was personal? Do you believe He died in your place? Today, put your full faith and belief in Jesus for your salvation and the forgiveness of your sins. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If you're enjoying this podcast, let me invite you to help us spread the word by sharing these episodes on social media or texting a friend and inviting them to listen in. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.